Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
With the expectation of welcoming over 140 heads of state and thousands of representatives from nearly every country in the world, the Brazilian government considers security for the COP30 United Nations Climate Change Conference, scheduled for November in Belém, Pará, an absolute priority. This coordination involves federal, state, and municipal government agencies. According to Pedro Pontual Machado, Deputy Executive Secretary of the Office of the Chief Staff of the Presidency of the Republic, preparations for security are progressing under an integrated model that has already been used for international events hosted by Brazil.
Então a gente sediou a Copa do Mundo, a gente sediou os Jogos Olímpicos em 16.
He says, we hosted the World Cup, the 2006 Olympic Games, and we shared the G20 presidency last year. We are currently sharing the BRICS. We operate within the same security paradigm. Security must be integrated. Many agencies are at the work within complementary responsibilities, including the division of competencies that characterize our federal system. In addition to federal agencies, we have state and municipal agencies, each with distinct yet complementary competencies. Regarding security personnel, Pedro Pontual drew a parallel with Brazil's recent G20 presidency, which mobilized around 20,000 agents. Belém's geography and natural features pose specific challenges for security planning. Rivers and streams cross the city, and much of its urban activity involves waterborne transportation. Nilza Oliveira, the operations director overseeing all COP30 operations, explained the challenges and progress in preparing for security, mobility, and infrastructure. At the head of a team that coordinates everything from workforce logistics to solid waste management, Nilza Oliveira emphasized the complexity of ensuring that all essential services operate simultaneously.
Todos os órgãos de segurança estão envolvidos, a matriz está pronta, a gente começa agora planejamento de fazer o tático operacional.
All security agencies are involved, and the framework is ready. We are now beginning to plan operational tactics. We will start holding workshops to refine these tactical plans. More importantly, everything must be coordinated across all forces. Having separate tactical plans for the Ministry of Defense, the Federal Highway Policy, or the state government is useless if they do not communicate with each other. The impact of the event on Belém's routine and mobility has also been studied. The plan includes a dedicated bus hub for delegates to reduce pressure on public transportation. Although some roads will be closed, especially during the arrival of world leaders, the goal is to maintain the city basic functioning, as director Nilza Oliveira explained.
Então, por exemplo, a gente quer trabalhar com hub de ônibus para os delegados da COP.
The infrastructure department is developing a mobility plan, but it's not for the city, it's for the COP. The goal is to make everything work. For example, we want to operate bus hub for COP delegates. Will residents still have access to public transportation? Yes, they will. The infrastructure team is developing this plan. We also have service to provide. We will have two ships in Outeiro. So this possibility needs to be incorporated into the plan as well. All this is being built, thought out, and planned. Daniel Joseph Lerner, project manager of the Special Secretariat of COP30, CCOP, by the Office of the Chief Staff, is leading the coordination of the security and health sector of the event. Daniel Lerner says the focus is not only on protecting heads of state and UN representatives, but also on ensuring the security of the thousands of delegates involved in the climate negotiation, as well as the safety of the entire city of Belém.
A nossa preocupação vai ser que não haja essa aparência de um estado excepcional.
He says, our concern is to avoid creating an atmosphere of an overbearing security presence. On the contrary, we want an atmosphere of welcome and freedom. That is the spirit of COP, and one of the reasons it's being held in Belém. As Special Secretary Correa said, this will likely be the safest place in the world. With a robust integrated operation, based on transparency and respect for civil rights, COP30 security is being designed to ensure that the events run smoothly, democratically, and efficiently, consolidating Brazil's image as a benchmark in the organization of major international conference. With information of COP30, Nicolas Verli.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil. Information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.